What up, what up, what up, guys? Hey, if you are looking to enhance your small business and get your name out there, Octown Universe is offering the capability for you to be promoted on the podcast. We'd love to partner with you. We offer monthly memberships. We offer three-month memberships. And we offer yearly memberships or just for a few podcasts. So if you are interested, please email lockdownuniverse@gmail.com. We'll get back to you and we'll be happy to give you some quotes. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Thank you to everybody that's been posting on the message boards. I'm reading them. Jessica, I hear you. Pakala, I hear you. And let me pull up a couple other folks who posted. Sam, thank you for your messages as well. I had a few other folks I wanted to give shout outs to. Let's see here. Let's pull them up. Sam, I really appreciate your comment on the Russian biology paper. That one was very interesting. Thank you. And Pakala is very encouraging. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see if there's any others. Yep. Nope. So that's it. So I wanted to, there's a couple others that I can't pull up just a second. So this podcast is going to be about three people out of India who disappeared mysteriously, and police found evidence of contact between them and an extraterrestrial. So let's find out what it's about. So this article comes to us from WIONnews.com, and it states that an alien document, possibly black magic, was found. Three folks from India were found dead in mysterious circumstances. They found a 466-page PDF document talking about how they were having extraterrestrial life discussions and aliens visiting Earth. So recently, the article states, recently three people from southern Indian state of Kerala were found dead under mysterious circumstances. Now, the state, Arunachal, the police discovered a possible extraterrestrial connection to the case. Police said, based on documents and chats retrieved during the investigation, it's evident that the deceased trio read extensively about the afterlife, extraterrestrial life, and the existence of aliens. The married couple, Naveen and Devi, and their female friend, Araya, were found dead in a hotel room in Zero, Z-I-R-O, on April 2nd. So that's only 6 days ago. So the dead bodies also had no signs of injuries, which is pretty interesting, particularly interesting. Now, a shocking revelation was found during the investigation. Police investigated Arya's laptop, and they found a 466-page PDF document talking about extraterrestrial life and aliens visiting Earth. The document also mentioned chats with a character named Mithy, who is believed to be an alien from the Andromeda Galaxy. Particularly interesting, Mithy from the Andromeda Galaxy. So we've heard of stories of Andromedans before. We've heard of stories of them from, his name escapes me. Why is it escaping me? There was an individual gave extensive talks in the 90s about being abducted by the Andromedans. Maybe I can pull it up here real quick. Alex Collier, huge name back in the 90s, always talked about his one contact that he had with the Andromeda Galaxy as well. Now, Mithy, according to what the document found, stated that Mithy was an individual who had a black t-shirt, black tights, bald head, and eyes wide open. The document contains a paragraph dedicated to the dialogues of Mithy under the header Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 1, dated September 10th of 2010. The police also recovered various stones and pictures from the car belonging to the deceased, indicating a possible connection to black magic. Black magic is really nothing more than energy put into, you know, certain items, and you know, sometimes people attribute it to it being, you know, evil magic or something like that, something that's going to cause harm to someone else. You know, that's where some people go with the black magic route. Now, black magic doesn't always have to be evil. It can be just, you know, selfish, not necessarily like out there to be causing intentional harm. And it can be, you know, it can not necessarily always be bad either. So as per the document, there were claims made by the alien. The alien said that dinosaurs didn't go extinct on their own, but were transferred to some other planet by aliens. The dinosaurs are still alive and active on other planets that are more conducive to their survival. Why have the archaeologists found so few fossil specimens if there were millions of them walking around? Should we not find dinosaur bones everywhere with ease? That makes sense to me. This owes to the fact that those few found in the excavation had died of natural causes before the mass transfer that happened in the last passage cycle on Earth, and were buried here as evidence that they were populating the world in previous eras, per the report in the document. It also claims that there were 58 different ethnic groups of aliens that had been visiting Earth regularly. The document prophesies that 90% of the human and animal population on Earth would be transferred to two other planets in the near future. As this is a very specific time, these beings will be sent to those planets where they have a better chance of development, along with 90% of your current population that has not reached the level of understanding to stay in this era, this new era, they say. And that's the end of the article. Okay, so since that article doesn't have in a tremendous amount of detail in it, we have to kind of use our own assertions and assumptions to a little bit of a degree. But let's look at the facts. The facts are that there were three individuals, one male and two females. All three found dead, but no horseplay, no foul play, whatever you want to call it. No signs of injuries. There's a 466-page document that appears to be written by Araya, who's one of the individuals. The document mentioned chats with a character named Mithy, who is believed to be an alien from the Andromeda Galaxy. Now, Mithy, you know, when I think about that name, it makes me think of a myth, makes me think of maybe it's not accurate, maybe it's not true, maybe it's just a book that she was writing. We really don't know. But there's the document also had an illustration of Mithy with a black shirt, black tights, bald head, and just, it basically looks like a human. If this is the picture, I'll try to make this my, the thumbnail for the episode so that you can kind of see it. Download the image and just so you, just kind of show it to you, see what you think. Nothing special. It kind of looks like a human, just with a bigger head. But police also recovered various stones and pictures from the car that belonged to the deceased, indicating maybe black magic. So, like, different cultures are different, you know, have different meanings and different perspectives on life, right? So if we look at this and we say, okay, well, in the Indian culture, you know, maybe they view black magic as something else versus American culture, where we might not really think of stones being anything, you know. But per the document, the alien stated that dinosaurs didn't go extinct on their own, but were transferred to some other planet by aliens. Now, this is really interesting, right? Because we haven't heard this much from any other story, any other abduction. It is interesting, though, right? You know, we haven't found a whole lot of dinosaur bones. Yeah, we found enough to recreate a few and put them into different museums. But nonetheless, there's not like millions of bones everywhere. We're not just like, not everybody has a bone in their house just to like be like, hey, I got a bone. No, man, those bones are expensive as shit, right? Which means they're not found every day. And yes, 65, if it truly is 65 million years, that's a lot of time for the earth to grow, regrow, have a bunch of water ways come and go, and you know, ice caps melt and you know, freeze again, and it could significantly cause a humongous change. But nonetheless, we know that the Chicxulub crater is down in New Mexico, or not New Mexico, down in Mexico, and that's where the hit took place. Supposedly, the weapon hit took place, or you might believe that it's a comet that took place. Whatever the case was, that's where the impact took place. Now, they state that an alien species moved these dinosaurs to another planet so they could survive. Well, it's believed that the reptilians were the ones that were using Earth as a laboratory for their genetic experiments and, you know, making them larger, smaller, whatever, what have you. But what's really more interesting here is that the document prophecies that 90% of the humans and animal population would be transferred to two other planets in the near future. Two other planets? What? We're gonna get transferred? I hope I get the good one. I hope it's not the crappy one, right? You don't want to go to the horrible planet. You want to go to the good one. One where there's, you know, plenty of grapes and gold to go around and hammocks to eat them in and money to spend, right? Not the one where we're going to be slave raced. As this is a very specific time, these beings will be sent to those planets where they have a better chance of development, along with 90% of your current population that has not reached the level of understanding to stay in this new era. So basically, it sounds like they're going to take 90% and transfer them to two other planets, and 10% might stay here and just die out. I don't. It seems bizarre. I don't know which way to take this, but I don't know as if it's good, right? Because are they taking us because there's going to be an inherent danger to this planet? Or are they taking us because we're about to ascend and we're going to evolve spiritually, physically, you know, mentally, whatever the case is, technologically? We really don't know. So let's say that you are the detective on this case. And let's say you're reviewing this laptop that Araya left behind. These people don't seem like they've been injured, and yet all three are dead. Would you believe that it's possible that maybe the alien species took their souls and moved them to this next planet? Maybe that's a possibility. It doesn't appear as though they've been injured. Doesn't appear as though there's any marks indicating any alien abduction. Is it possible their souls were quantum liquid transferred to another body, an alien body? Maybe. Is it possible that they simply died during ingesting some Jesus juice, you know, like the Jerry Jones followers? That cult that you know, they all drank the Kool-Aid and they all kicked the bucket. That's possible. Maybe they thought some comet was going by, like the Hale Bopp or whatever, and they all tried to jump a j hitch a ride. Or is it possible that they were doing some sort of black magic ritual, and during this black magic ritual, they conjured up some sort of demon or something else that just wiped them all out spiritually, or scared the life out of them? You know, I don't know what to think here. I mean, only an autopsy and a coroner could really tell us why they're dead. But let's say they all had a heart attack at the same time, or a stroke, or some sort of other cardiovascular event. That would indicate to me that they all had some terrifying event happen where they died. Or was it some sort of gas in the dwelling that they were in, and it just knocked them all unconscious and made them all kick the bucket? Okay, that would make sense. Is there something else that we're missing? Maybe there's some other piece of the pie that we don't know about yet. You know, that's where we really got to, you know, dig deeper and find out more. Unfortunately, there's not enough information in this article or any other articles that I can find that will tell us any more about this story. Hold up. I did find another article. Let's take a look at this one. Now, this comes to us from Camudi Online. Camudi. Let me see. Hang on. Kerala Camudi Online. Okay. So they talk about maybe there's a mastermind of astral projection on the run. Police are searching for an unknown witchcraft practitioner. Okay. Maybe that's true. I don't know. So in this article, they state that the police have focused their investigation on the role of a fourth person in the incident where a Malayali couple and their friend bled to death in a hotel room. So now they're saying they bled to death, indicating there must have been a wound, right? The investigative team concluded that the deceased, Naveen, and his wife Devi and their friend Araya believed in astral projection, and someone else was responsible for it. The police believe that a fourth person was performing witchcraft rituals for black magic, and the three persons prepared for death with the aim of separating their souls from their bodies. Therefore, the police confirmed that the influence of the outsiders in the death of the couple and their friend must be, the ones culpable here. The police investigation has not been able to find out that a third person came to the hotel. It is believed that someone has been coordinating the black magic rituals online. Okay, here we go. So police investigations have revealed that there are many witchcraft centers in Zero Valley. However, to unravel the mystery of the incident, the email chats of the deceased must be found. The police reckon that the picture will become clear once the cyber experts examine the phones and the laptops, which they already did investigate the laptop in the other article. A 6-member investigation team under the leadership of the ACP is preparing to record statements of relatives and colleagues of the three deceased. So they're talking about stealthy travels and stealthy moves here. They're talking about how Naveen and Devi, who left their home on March 17th, prepared a travel plan. They used to turn off their phones and avoid online transactions so that no one could track their journey. I don't know why they said they used to. It sounds like they did, but it says they used to. But it sounds like they turned off their phones and turned off online transactions, period. The couple traveled for 10 days to different places and stayed at Kazakh Kutum for 4 days. It's not known where they lived while they were there. Then they booked a ticket on the 26th to meet Araya. And even when they bought the tickets from the travel agency, they paid for it in cash. An email message that Araya shared with her friends 3 years ago is the only hope of the investigation of the team at the present. The email message is about extraterrestrial life, and there were some codes. The message is from a fake email ID named Don Bosco. Araya had forwarded this message to her friends, and after hearing the news of the death, the friends forwarded the message to the police. So I think that's where we get, you know, some of the information about, you know, what Araya was doing, that she was definitely involved in some, you know, astral travel, black magic, whatever you want to call that. You know, there's a lot of things you can group into the occult. But it seems like they're really focused on separating from their bodies. Maybe they wanted proof of life after death. Maybe they wanted to go see Egypt, you know, in their astral bodies and go on vacation. Maybe they were part of some secret Indian program from the government. You know, we really don't know. I mean, there's a lot of variables here, and there's a lot of programs. There's a lot of programs in different governments that are interested in a lot of different aspects of the alien, paranormal, occult, black magic, astral travel, you know, phenomenon that has to do with information gathering, with developing programs, developing ideas for programs and fending off attacks from countries and alien species and astral attacks as well as energy attacks. So there's a lot more freedom and flexibility in the astral realm, so that gives you a lot more information, capability for receiving information, and so on and so forth. So, you know, I guess it just leaves us to the question of what really happened here. What was their goal? What were they trying to accomplish? Did they work for somebody else? Or were they merely just interested in doing astral travel for fun? I believe that they might have been trying to do this for a reason. What that reason is, we really don't know. So the reason could have been that they worked for a government agency. Why were they being so secretive? You know, who were they worried would track them? Right? So, like, maybe they worked for the government, and maybe they were trying to get away from somebody that was tracking them from the government, or somebody that was tracking them and they owed money to. You know, maybe not even a government official, but, you know, somebody maybe they owed money to, and they were trying to get away from them, you know, using cash. Really interesting. I've always been fascinated with astral travel. I've always wanted to attempt it. I have attempted it many times in the past, and I've gotten to the high vibrational state where my entire body shook physically, and I'm not joking about this. I'm being 100% serious. And I felt myself coming out of the body, and I got scared. I got scared, and I was like, oh my God, what the hell is this? And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up, and I was vibrating like violently. My body was vibrating, but I was almost like this soul inside of my body, like trapped, and I couldn't really do much about it until I freaked out and I came about again. So I've tried. I've listened to binaural beats. I've worked on it for years and years and years. And ever since that event, I just haven't achieved the same amount. And they say, if you're fearful, you're not going to be successful. And so I think I need to work on eliminating my fear more than anything else. Granted, I'm older too, and so that makes it harder when you're older, and then you're not in your 20s anymore, and you get more rigid and stuck into this 3D life that we're in. But there's always time for improvement. Anyway, guys, I hope you're having a fantastic night. I hope you enjoyed the story. It's a mystery, and it's worth exploring. I think the astral travel idea is really interesting. We know it works. We know it exists. We know people can do it. We know that there's some people that are better than others, but everyone can be trained to do it. So the Monroe Institute is the place to start if you're interested. So anyway, guys, take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Please like, follow, share, subscribe. And we'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Take care. Locked On Universe out.